all of you Harry Potter fans, hold on to your Hogwarts hats if you've enjoyed reading the first six Harry Potter books from best-selling author J.K. Rowling. I'm betting you're counting down the days to the July 21st release of the seventh and final book in the series. It's called Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, and it will have a record-breaking first printing, 12 million copies here in the U.S. This morning, Arthur A. Levine, Vice President of Arthur A. Levine Books and the co-editor of the Harry Potter series, is here to unveil the cover. Arthur,
hey,
good
Arthur.
Morning to
good
you.
Morning. Nice to be here.
You brought these books over here, so this is going to be very exciting for you.
I did. It's exciting because I've been holding this secret now for months, and you know, I'm looking forward to sharing it with other people and actually being able to talk about it.
I can't stand it. Can I just do this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Careful, because she has a knack. She's a little. This is accident prone.
Ta-da!
So tell us about the artwork. What are we seeing here?
Looks not good for Harry.
We're seeing Harry in a very interesting situation, and readers will find out exactly what that situation is.
So well, we know somebody's going to die, right?
We do know.
Yeah.
We do know someone's going to die.
And let me show, Gerard, let me show you. That's the front cover, obviously. Here's the entire jacket, the way it plays out,
oh,
obviously.
It wraps around the whole book.
So what's happening here?
Well, I can't tell you exactly what's happening here, but that is he
could,
who must not be
to.
Named, and it's the first time he's been shown on the jacket. And actually, it's interesting because we've made this extra long. The flaps, the part that are wrapped around the
right.
book, are a little bit longer than usual, so you have more artwork than usual. It's very beautiful.
Do you have mixed emotions, as the guy who brought it here, do you have mixed emotions about this series coming to an end?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, when I was reading it, you know, I had both the excitement and the, you know, the power of the book and the plot driving me forward, but I also was feeling a little sad. Like,
did you
this
cry?
Is the last time I did.
Yeah.
Sobbing.
That means that somebody we liked died, doesn't it?
Well, it means it's a very, very emotional book.
Just trivia wise, how long does it take to print 12 million copies of a book?
You know, it takes several weeks.
Gosh.
Well,
congratulations in advance.
And thank you.
We can't wait to see it in July.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Arthur.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much. And just a reminder, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows will arrive in bookstores on July 21st.
Obviously, it is a smash hit series.